The topic that was mentioned this morning was in connection with Baba's Murli. Mm-hmm. Baba said in today's Murli the slogan that when you have soul conscious feeling, your words will not go waste. Mm-hmm. Your words will bear the fruit, because the words spoken with soul conscious feeling will bring benefit to the self and others. Even otherwise, if you look at the season's Murlis, one thing Baba has been emphasizing a lot is for the practice of soul consciousness. I and mine. How many times we use this word, I, but how many times do we also add the word I, the soul? We tend to slip away, because we are so used to use the word I. We take it for granted that I am soul conscious. But that will not do. I have to consciously practice. Just like, you know, children are taught to learn ABCD. They have to work very hard to learn by heart. So I need to also teach myself this practice. Every time I use the word I have to think before I think. This is what it means. Before you think any other thoughts, you think I, the soul, and then think other thoughts. That is what is called thinking before thinking. As a result of that practice, what happens is that we are able to use the power of mind as a master. But if I forget to use that awareness, the mind begins to use me. And when the mind begins to use me, I know what happens. There is defeat, there is deception, there is confusion, there is upheavals, chaos, hurricane. Everything is in confusion. But the moment I begin to use my mind, everything is in order. So this is where Baba said, you should teach your mind to obey you. So I know that I am giving orders to my mind, but the mind is very, very sensible. It will only obey the orders of the master. That means when I am aware of myself as a soul and then order my mind, the mind obeys. But if I order my mind by being body conscious, the mind also knows that you are not seated on the seat, it doesn't obey. And that is why you find many times this internal dialogue goes on all the time. You know, every now and then I forget to remain seated on my seat, then the mind doesn't obey me, it suppresses the intellect, and I keep doing the same thing again and again. And after doing something, I keep feeling guilty. So this is why Baba has been talking about the importance of awareness. No? When you are aware who you are, then you are awake. If you are not aware, you are not awake. And when I am not awake, I cannot connect. I cannot connect with Baba. That is why it is important not just to have the awareness, but keep the awareness constant. When I keep the awareness of myself constant, then I can keep awake. One is just awake, and the second thing is to keep awake, so that I don't experience any more deception. I can see the thoughts coming on the screen of my mind. I can discern them. I can take what I want and leave the rest. This exercise we need to constantly practice. Because according to the thoughts that I have in my mind, I create feelings. So if I have the awareness of myself as a soul, what kind of feelings I will be creating in my mind? What kind of feelings will be filled in my mind? It will be definitely positive feelings. Positive feelings for myself and for others. You can say good feelings. Pure feelings. Feelings filled with compassion, love, peace. That gives me comfort and that actually creates an atmosphere. How an atmosphere is created? Atmosphere is created on the basis of my attitude. And how? What is attitude? Attitude is equal to thoughts plus feelings is equal to attitude. So if I have the thought I am a soul and I'm creating feelings based on that soul consciousness, my attitude will be positive. And the atmosphere I create on the basis of that will automatically be filled with lightness. And when the atmosphere is filled with lightness, you are able to feel your intellect becomes clearer. You know, you must have experienced in your life also, when you enter into an atmosphere where there is total lightness, you know, you begin to feel your intellect becomes clear and you can think very clearly. But when you enter into an atmosphere which is clustered, you know, confused, your intellect itself doesn't work properly. So at any time, I should check myself, you know, whether I am soul conscious or body conscious, because this is my first lesson and this is our last lesson. Because in the end also, we have to answer the same question. How much time do I need to become embodiment of soul consciousness? Today we are practicing. Sometimes we take 5 minutes, sometimes we take 3 minutes, sometimes we take 10 minutes, depending upon our practice. But in the end, all of us need to have the practice of 1 second. I think and I be. So for that practice, I need to understand the different stages of soul consciousness. Because when I understand the different stages of soul consciousness, I can deepen my experience of soul consciousness. This morning we are here to understand how to deepen my experience of soul consciousness. Go deep, more subtle. So if I know this different stages, then I can go into the deeper understanding. So, just like body consciousness has three stages, soul consciousness has four stages. You know, even if you look at Baba's Murlis, Baba talks about body consciousness in three ways. One is arrogance of the body. The second is pride of the body and what is called ego of the body. And third is body consciousness itself. Arrogance of the body, ego of the body and body consciousness. In the same way, soul consciousness also has four stages. So I need to master each stage so that I am able to dive deeper according to the action that I am performing. Because we should be sensible to choose that stage of soul consciousness according to the action we perform. Then we are successful. The action that we perform during the day are different at different times. Some actions are very mundane, very routine. We don't have to think, we just can do action. It's just a normal action, you know. But there are certain actions you have to concentrate. For example, you are driving. You have to concentrate on the driving. At the same time, you have to look at the road. At the same time, you know, you have to be aware of so many things. So I must be sensible to choose the right type of soul conscious stage so that I am able to be totally absorbed in that stage for that time. So that is why it is called yoga in action. What it means to practice yoga in action, it means to practice the spiritual awareness while performing mundane actions. That is called karma yoga. Now, looking at the stages of soul consciousness, the first stage of soul consciousness, I would say, is very, very preliminary, very, very gross. Like when we come to Baba, we understand this body is like a car, soul is like a driver. This body is like a costume, I am the actor. So it is comparison and separation. You compare yourself and you separate yourself. Body, soul, two energies. Car, driver, two entities. So while being in the body, how to practice the awareness of the soul? That is what we call preliminary stage of soul consciousness. So it is very easy, but we need to pay attention to practice so that I am able to feel the separation. I am in the body, but I am not of the body. I am using the body, but at the same time, I am not the sense organs. And so if I am practicing this soul consciousness, preliminary stage, what will be the thoughts that I will be having in my mind? By which I can know that I am in the preliminary stage. So the only experience will be positive thoughts. Because in the awareness of the soul, I cannot have negative thoughts. Why? Because soul itself is positive. And so when I'm aware of myself as a soul, only positive energy will emerge. Why we say soul is positive? Because anything that which is positive has two qualities. Anything which is positive is constant. Anything which is positive is real. And so I the soul, I am real, and I the soul, I exist forever. And that is why that positive awareness emerges positive thoughts. And that is why the speed slow down, the quality increases. And what will be your experience in the first stage of soul consciousness is just that peace, inner harmony, calm. You know, just like the calmness, peace, tranquility, inner harmony. So then with that practice, I move on to the second stage of soul consciousness, what is called subtle stage of soul consciousness. Subtle. Avyakta stage. Baba calls it as avyakta stage. Vyakta means physical. Avyakta means non-physical. So that means the more I practice the energy consciousness, being consciousness, I develop an aura of light around me. You know, that practice of that light consciousness and developing that aura gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and finally I see myself in the orb of light. This body of elements is replaced by the orb of light. The aura extends the pure energy, because concentrated positive energy becomes pure energy. And that is why I see myself in the body of light, in the body of pure energy. I am the same soul, but now only change in the second stage is, I feel myself in that light, aura of light, the orb of light. So the thoughts that is existing in my mind at that time is pure thoughts. So what is the difference between positive thoughts and pure thoughts? I can only understand my thoughts have become pure because it is thoughts which are selfless and positive. Sometimes positive thoughts can be selfish. But when I become the embodiment of positive thoughts, when it becomes pure, it has such selfless feelings that it really lifts me beyond the elements of matter into the dimension of light, in the body of light. And so my experience at that time in the subtle stage of soul consciousness changes from peace into silence. So peace is a virtue that I experience in the beginning, and that peace virtue becomes power with the power of purity. So that silence is not thoughtlessness, but concentrated pure energy. That is why angels are shown to be, you know, performing all the tasks, but there is no sound emerging. So I can also experience this avyakta stage like an angel walking, talking, eating, sleeping. I can do everything in the subtle stage. The only difference is that I am beyond the pull of the matter. In the first stage of soul consciousness, we become conqueror of sense organs. But in the second stage of soul consciousness, we conquer our subtle powers. That is when we attain total mastery over ourselves. So this stage gives us the feeling of the purity of the soul. So the more I continue these two stages, then I enter into the third stage, the deeper stage, which Baba was calling the other day as bodiless stage. That means just be as soul. So, when do we really become bodiless? When someone die. That's only we can think of. When I die, I, the soul, become bodiless, means without body. But of course, a person who is dead don't know they are dead. There's a person who die who knows they are dead? No. Other people will know so-and-so has left the body. But here, when I become bodiless, I will know. That is why it is called dying alive. I die alive. So how do you know you are in the bodiless stage? What is bodiless stage? How do you describe? Bodiless stage is a stage in which you are beyond. In the other two stages, you are detached and you are an observer. But in bodiless stage, you are beyond. Beyond time, beyond age, beyond gender, beyond sex, you are beyond. You are beyond, in the stage of being beyond. And that is such a powerful stage. Even if you can experience that 1 minute, it gives so much energy to the body. While in the body, if I can experience the bodiless stage, even for 1 minute, in every hour, a few minutes for the whole day, it gives such energy to the body that you can revive the energy of the body. Once Bhaktada said, 3 to 4 minutes of bodiless stage is equal to 4 hours of sleep. Like when you sleep for 4 hours, how you feel rejuvenated, recharged and refreshed. So you feel that kind of energy even in the body when you practice bodiless stage. So, how do I know I am in that stage? So just like when someone is dead, for them the whole world is dead. Right? For the one who is dead, for them the whole world is dead. Here when I experience bodiless stage, no pull towards my body, no pull towards bodily relations, no pull towards anything physical beyond. And that is such a beautiful experience of dead silence. Because when you are in the second stage of soul consciousness, you do experience silence, but this silence of bodiless stage is dead silence, which is full of freedom. You know, it's a freedom. You are totally detached, beyond. But of course, in order to practice this stage, I need to detach myself from the body. I cannot be doing this when I'm driving the car. If you try to experiment practicing bodiless stage, when you are driving the motorbike or the car, you will practically become bodiless. So don't try. Yeah? Or don't try to practice bodiless stage when you are cooking. Yeah? It means you are using your body, you are using your intellect, you are participating in the action, isn't it? So, in order to become bodiless, I need to withdraw myself from the body and just be. That is why we have to stop to become bodiless. And you have a very good opportunity here in Madhuban. Whenever they play that 1 minute every hour song, just stop, become bodiless. Baba also made us practice the drill the other day, you know. Baba asked us, do you remember Baba's exercise of becoming bodiless in a second? So if I, you know, try to do it 1 minute, I can succeed for a few seconds. I don't have to think anything, just be aware and hold on to that awareness. I am a bodiless soul. That's all. Just be. Visualize on the screen of your mind as a tiny dot of light and hold it for that time. And the experience that you would have has such an impact on your body and the action that you are going to perform for the 59 minutes. So this is very important, because this experience of bodiless stage accumulated over a period of time helps us to detach ourselves from the body when the body is going through physical pain. We don't know at what time the body goes through that experience. So we must be sensible to accumulate this experience and store it within ourselves. Because if you try to practice bodiless stage when your body is having pain, it is impossible. At that time, the body wants attention. You know, how can you practice to detach? But of course, if you have had that practice previously, that will rescue you at that time. And this is what we are seeing in all the dadis now. Even though they are going through the physical ailments in different ways, but they don't have any sorrow in their minds. The pain doesn't affect their state of mind. You go and see any dadis, you know, who are going through that kind of pain in the body, but no sorrow. And that is why they become a source of inspiration for us. to teach us how to handle those situations. So this practice is so important that it will help me to, you know, feel like painkiller. At that time you may not take the painkiller, but this bodiless stage works like a painkiller. That means you don't feel the pain, even though it is so much, it feels like a pinprick, a little injection, that's all. So this is where we must really go for it, you know, every hour, at least 1 minute practice. And how do I know I am in that stage? As I said already, I will be beyond, you know, beyond age, beyond name, beyond time, beyond sex, beyond gender, just light, light form, freedom, totally freedom. So that will, it's the thoughts that is present at that time in my mind is powerful thought. Powerful thought. So, pure thought, when it is combined with determination, that becomes powerful. Powerful. So, as I continue to practice this from time to time, then we go to the final stage of soul consciousness, what is called incorporeal stage. Or videhi stage, or seed stage. Or we can also call it as mukti, stage of mukti. That is, as I the soul, when I was in the soul world. To experience myself being in the soul world while being here. Because I have to teach myself to experience that stage, because I have to return there in the same stage how I came, I have to return in the same awareness. So, what is this stage? What do we call? You know, how do we define the incorporeal stage or videhi stage? How it is different from bodiless stage? So bodiless stage is while you are in the body, experience being beyond. But this stage is when I am in the body but I am totally liberated, complete and full as I was before coming back. No, that is like being on the backstage. Before coming on to the drama stage to play my part. So it is a stage of being full and complete. So the experience when I'm in that stage is like sweet silence. The other one was dead silence. This is sweet silence because it is total liberation. You know, it is just full and complete. It's a stage godlike, you can say. Like Baba, Bap Saman stage. Everything is merged in that seed. So that is why when we experience that videhi stage, even for a short time, it gives me so much energy, you know, to return to that seed and experience my intrinsic qualities naturally in my life. Because when I was in the soul world, all my eternal qualities were in the emerged form. So I am able to emerge those intrinsic qualities of the soul naturally and easily. So this is where my thoughts will be elevated. the quality of thoughts in this state is elevated. How do we know? Elevated thought means thoughts which are powerful plus feelings of benevolence. When my thoughts are filled with that benevolence feelings, automatically God's energy lifts those thoughts. Now, this is something beautiful Dadi mentioned in Australia, one of the classes. What are elevated thoughts? Elevated thoughts are pure thoughts filled with God's energy. So when I maintain pure and powerful thoughts, those thoughts are picked. It's lifted by God's energy and I move into that dimension of light. And of course, I should be able to hold on to that thought as long as I want. So that is again connected with your practice. See, the longer you have practiced other stages of soul consciousness, you have created a strong foundation. And so you are able to hold on to that stage longer. So this is why, you know, sometimes when we do yoga experiment, I tell people, like souls who come in the beginning of the cycle in the golden age, they don't stay longer in the soul world. Yeah, they will just go and touch and come back. So, but then, those souls have experienced being in the soul world in the confluence age longer. Now we have the opportunity to experience being in the soul world already. So we don't need to stay there longer. And so if I'm experiencing that sweet silence, you know, that is why I say, how do you know God is present? The presence of God is felt through silence. Wherever there is silence, God speaks there. That is why we say, in silence we listen and in silence we speak. Again, it is not thoughtless, but it is just be in that state. So this is where we should really understand the different stages of soul consciousness and different type of thoughts that exist in that particular stage and different kinds of feelings that is connected with those thoughts. Then I can be assured that I am moving on the right path. You understand? So now your four stages are clear in front of you. So it is up to you now to decide which stage and when you want to practice. Because as I said, during the whole day we have different types of actions. Not the same type of action always we do. And so I should really connect that stage with that kind of action. So automatically my action is also done, but at the same time it is filled with spirituality. Spirituality means soul consciousness. You understand? So the proof of that is, again, if I am practicing any stage of soul consciousness in the action that I am performing, the proof is that there is three things visible in my action. Because see, we are studying spiritual science, not natural science, but spiritual science. So science means proof. And so what are the three proofs we can see by which we know we are really practicing spiritual consciousness in our action? Number one, the quality of action improves because there is better concentration. Our mind will not wander. And secondly, there is accuracy in the action. You know, even in complete soul consciousness, when I am performing action, there cannot be inaccuracy. There is accuracy. And thirdly, beauty. Because your mind, intellect is concentrated, automatically you will be able to see the beauty. It could be simple action. You may be just washing the clothes, or you must be just wiping the floor, or you must be just doing some mundane action. But other people can see the beauty in it. It's accurate, it's of quality, and it's filled with beauty. Why? Because there are two secrets. One is, because I am maintaining soul consciousness in action, I am not action conscious. What spoils the beauty and accuracy in our action is action conscious. So instead of action conscious, I am soul conscious. So I am not action conscious. And the second thing is, I am not time conscious. What spoils our accuracy in action is time consciousness. When I say time consciousness, what I mean is, we are absent-minded. Our mind is not present in the action we are doing. Either our mind is connected with the past, or our mind is connected with the future. So we are not of presence of mind. That is called absent-minded. So that means we become too time conscious. So our time is going waste, either thinking of the past or thinking about the future. So when I am soul conscious, I will be presence of mind. I can plan, but I will be having my presence of mind in the action that I am performing. So I am not action conscious, I am not body conscious, but I am soul conscious. But today what is happening is, we are doing action, we are only action conscious. Is that right? We are not soul conscious, we are not body conscious, we are not action conscious, we are not God conscious, we are not even unconscious. We are not unconscious, we know what we are doing, but we are not soul conscious. The reason is that we start to have ordinary actions, you know, ordinary thoughts. Waste thoughts. Ordinary thoughts or waste thoughts? So what is the difference between waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts? Waste thoughts means those thoughts which has no meaning. Ordinary thoughts means thoughts which has no value. You know, sometimes we spend time ordinarily. We talk about things of no value. Just no value. Ordinary. Or sometimes we waste our time talking things about waste. So if I have that habit, then that is body consciousness. But if I am soul conscious, I will have value. That's why my thoughts will be connected with the present, and it will be positive. So I need to really catch myself, you know. I need to have attention on myself. When I have attention on myself, I can understand what is happening in my mind. When my attention slips, then I forget to look at myself. That is when we fall. So while you are in Madhuban, it's according to drama, it was accurate that we chose this topic today, because it is the beginning for your journey here this time. And so you can start to go into the depth of soul conscious practice, as deep as you want, because you got all the time. There is no pressure of time. You know, you can take your time and plan your day and go into the depth of that experience. So become such an expert in this practice, then you will find Baba's remembrance is very easy. This is why Baba says, don't tell me you forget Baba. But better you tell me that you forget you are a soul. Because I forget I am a soul, I forget Baba also. If I remember I am a soul, I will definitely remember Baba. But why I don't remember Baba? Because I am thinking of myself as a human, so my attention goes towards human beings, materialistic world. But if I am soul conscious, automatically I will remember Baba. There is nobody else I can think of when I am in the awareness of the soul. So this is why Baba has given this special practice. And in that also I was sharing, you know, when you write the letter I, there are two types of I. One is capital I and the other is small I. So even to get rid of that ego, when I say I, ego can come, ego in the form of body consciousness. So in order to avoid that ego coming, try to use the letter small I. When you write small I, you write this and little dot on the top. So I am practicing this and it's very interesting. Every time I say I, the soul, I use small I. So I, this one, the soul. So immediately go there, you know. My vision goes towards the dot, not this. This is body. This is me. So automatically there is humility. Automatically there is sweetness. Automatically there is lightness, you know. Means you don't carry anymore that arrogance, I am that, I am this, like a tail at the back, you know, that makes me feel heavy. So try every time you use the word I, try to use the small I with the dot. So the dot will remind you that you are only that little. You are not this big and tall human being, you know. So I need to really practice. With practice, for practice, I need attention. And I need to have that inner urge. You know, we have heard all the experiences from Dadis that Baba gave them 14 years of practice in the bhakti. You know, they did not come out, they did not see anybody, they did not write letter, they did not make a phone call. They were just in that furnace for those long years. So we are here for 14 days, right? So you can choose to practice even 14 minutes every day for 14 days. Just be. Take one thought and just sit there. I am a point of light, eternal. imperishable. And practice. Not thinking, just being. Allow yourself to sink into that thought. That is called practice. You know, we don't practice actually. We only think all the time, you know. And especially when we listen to the commentary, all the time we are listening to the thoughts like, I am not this body, I am not this, I am not. Actually, I am reinforcing what I am not more than what I am. So why I have to tell myself, I am not this, I am not that, when I know I am not that? So I just need to think. Then the meditation commentary becomes very short. I am peace, I am love, I am light. Just be. But we are used to reinforce what we are not, and so we get the trouble again. We think of what we are not more than we think what we are. So teach yourself to think what you are and be what you are. You know, so give yourself that time, 14 minutes every day. Even if you can do it 3 times a day, 14 minutes. In 14 days you will see wonderful transformation, wonderful progress in your experience of soul consciousness. Because this is one lesson we have to practice until the last breath. You know? Until we embody it. Be that. Like Brahma Baba practiced it to such an extent that anybody who came in front of Baba, they became soul conscious. He did not give them lesson. He just looked at them into their eyes. In that soul consciousness, that soul. But he was. And that is why he gave that experience. So this is what Baba is talking about, being an embodiment of experience. That means embodiment of awareness. Embody the thought. Which means soak yourself in that thought. Let it be. Give that thought and just sink there. Don't allow to jump up like popcorn, you know. Then I cannot really hold on to that stage longer. So try to experience different stages at different time, according to the action that you are doing. You know, there will be other programs, of course. But you can create your own self-progress program and deepen the experience, particularly in this aspect, so that you can become expert. And even though you have come last, you can take first numbers in the last papers. Because our last paper is also becoming soul conscious in a second. This test paper is the same for all of us. The time also is the same. Only thing Baba has not mentioned is the place. Where we will be at that time, we don't know. Whether we will be in the middle of a flood, whether we will be in the middle of an earthquake, or whether we are in the middle of a hurricane, that we don't know. But this is going to be the paper. How quickly I can be, just the point. Okay, any questions? Is that clear? No, but actually if you are practicing these, then you don't get tired. No, it means you have to, from the morning onwards, if you keep practicing, attention, practice, then, as Baba says, if you walk in soul consciousness, Baba said from Abu Road to Mount Abu, you don't get tired. because you are in the light consciousness. You are light. And you must have seen, you know, when you are doing karma yoga, doing action in that light awareness, you don't feel tired. Only because we bring in this body, this big, big body, weighing so many kilos, that goes into our head, then we feel tired. Otherwise, soul has no weight. It's weightless. So there is no tiredness in the soul. Okay.